This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. India's new Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to lay out his first budget today following his landslide victory at the polls in May. Now, he's expected to propose reforms that could help revive the country's economy and jumpstart development there, but will it be enough to make India a more attractive place to do business as for foreign companies and investors? Shannon Mullen reports.
Remember when those floor vacuuming robots came out back in 2002? Scott Miller led iRobot's R&D in India, where he says he navigated bad roads, corruption, and time-consuming piles of paperwork.
You know, schedule is everything. If you miss the main holiday season, you have to wait another year, and that can have a profound impact on your revenue.
Now Miller's CEO of Dragon Innovation, which guides hardware companies from prototype to high-volume manufacturing. He says he'd love to go back to India if it gets easier to make things there.
Having as many people as India does, it could be a very credible alternative to China.
Many analysts are optimistic the Modi government will be able to attract more foreign investment. John Derrick is head of research at U.S. Global Investors.
We've definitely seen the financial markets react very positively to his election. And so I think we're just waiting to see if he can, you know, walk the walk as well as talk the talk.
Derrick adds, for Prime Minister Modi, it could be a long walk. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.